Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
We get to have some fun in studio today because we get the opportunity to introduce to you one of our interns. You've heard her on Sunday mornings. You've heard her during some of the music hours, introducing chapel from time to time. Mm-hmm. And she has enjoyed it so much, she applied to stick around for another semester with us. I'm talking about our KFUO radio intern, Not Callio. Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Now, you've been on the other side of things. You've done some editing for the Coffee Hour.
Yes, I have.
And helped us with the program. And now you get to be behind the microphone on Coffee Hour.
I know. It's a little scary, but I'm excited too.
Are you intimidated?
A little, but it's okay.
We're not intimidating.
Oh, no, no, you guys aren't. The microphone is.
The mic in your face. Yeah, that's fair.
Well, as we like to tell some of our guests, it's slightly better than going to the dentist.
Yes, so that is the bar.
With apologies to all the dentists listening.
True. Sorry.
Sorry to the dentist. So let's start with the why. Why are you here? What interested you?
Why are you here?
What interested you? What about the KFUO radio internship interested you that moved you to apply?
Well, originally what interested me was it was an internship with a Lutheran, specifically LCMS organization, and I really wanted to work for a organization or company that had a purpose. And the other thing that really appealed to me was the fact that it was a radio internship, and I primarily listened to most of my music via radio or CD. So that just sounded so interesting to me.
What are some of the things that you've been able to do in your time here?
I feel like I can split it into three categories now. So the actual stuff in the studio, which is like board operations and running live programming, that is honestly really fun to me. It's probably one of the most fun parts other than recording promos. And then there's the editing, which is the desk work. And that was pretty easy to pick up because I had experience using Adobe already from video production. And then the third category would probably be the voice tracking, which was a little bit harder to pick up because I feel like there's no circumstance unless you have a radio background in doing that. But it was really fun to pick up and you get to make it your own too.
And by voice tracking, we mean like announcing songs during the music hours.
Right. Yeah. I'm using the radio.
So those three areas, let's go back to the first one you mentioned, live studio operations, like running the board, running all the operations in the live studio for live programming. What was that like the first time you sat down to the board? Because I know you had the opportunity to observe another operator in studio and see how it all happens. But
Yes. Okay,
take us back to the day where you first were putting your hands on the board, running the controls. What did that feel like?
Honestly, pretty scary.
Yes.
But we all laugh because we've been there. We know that feeling.
The panic.
I'm just like, oh, this is going live. If I do something wrong, it's going to get broadcasted across the entire radio. But once I picked it up, it was really neat to actually be in charge of like all the dials and the buttons and stuff. You're like, I changed it from the playlist to the live programming.
Yes, we have all had those moments of the first time on the radio. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad it's gotten fun for you, I suppose.
For sure. I would definitely say so.
That's good. That's good. Now, the editing, you said you had some experience. What is editing like for you now, being able to edit programs for us? What have you learned? What have you enjoyed?
I think I've learned more of the importance of the sound quality because in video production, that's important, but the visual stuff is what people are looking at. It's what they're focusing on. And since doing radio, I've learned a lot about adjustments and what you're actually able to do, what you're able to piece together. And that's been really beneficial, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be challenging, like trying to clean up background noise, but also aiming for that excellence that we're always aiming for. Sometimes we've got audio coming from a variety of sources, not always studio audio. And so you're trying to make the best of it and make it as clean and as broadcastable as possible. That could take some efforts. A lot of the editing that you do, I know, happens in Adobe Audition, which is Waveform. That's what those like that's a technical term for what audio looks like on a computer screen. Yeah. Have you learned what certain sounds look like in waveform?
Oh my goodness, yes. I know whenever it's a breath versus talking versus a song, and I don't even have to listen to it before. I just see it and I know now. It's crazy.
Ums look very...
Oh, yes.
That's going to get cut out. Our filter will cut that out, but that's a very specific waveform. You can pick them out. Mm-hmm. Although our filters do that now.
Yeah, we do have filters to clean that up for us. So out of all that, what would you say you've enjoyed the most in your internship here at KFUO?
I think the most enjoyable part is honestly working with people, because you get to see how they deal with radio or talking differently. And it's just so fun to interact with all those differences. I feel like when it's all the same, it gets really boring really quickly. So I actually really enjoy that change, that constant change.
Yeah, it is fun to know people that you're working with and to hang out with them and to get to know everyone and everyone's quirks and how we all manage being on the mic.
And Kelly has been here during some of our like big social events too.
Yeah.
As a team too.
That's true.
Yeah, setting up the donor reception is actually really fun.
Yeah, that's true. You've become part of the party planning committee.
That's what I've been told.
Or maybe you've been voluntold into the party planning committee.
Hey, I'm okay with it. I like decorating, so that works.
You guys have done a really good job as party planning, for sure. What was one of the hardest things? Is there a hardest skill, something that took a minute for you to figure out?
I know the time math was really difficult.
Oh man, time math.
I was able to figure it out relatively quickly, maybe within 2 weeks, I'd say. But other than that, one thing I didn't expect to be difficult is when you're editing different programs and podcasts, like at first it seems like they're all the same. You edit them all the same, but because they're different, they're just similar. They're not the same. So you have to make sure you're being very careful with numbers and whenever you edit in the background music and so on and so forth.
Details.
I want to go back to something you referenced a moment ago for the listener. Time math. Can you explain what time math is?
I don't even know if I can.
It's harder than real math.
Everything that goes out over the air is scheduled for the most part.
Yes.
With some flexibility for live adjustments, things like that. A lot of things are in a playlist, whether it's a song or the introduction, the intro music or the outgoing music and announcements in between. All those are in a playlist and are scheduled to occur at a specific time with some flexibility. Trying to figure out, particularly when it comes to music, and making sure that like the station ID plays at the right time. That's supposed to play at the top of the hour. Sometimes you have to adjust that playlist. And so what do you have to do to make that playlist, like to make sure like the station ID starts at the right time, or to make sure that like Thy Strong Word starts, like the music for Thy Strong Word starts at the right time? You have to do some editing of that playlist, right?
Yeah, I guess the way I would describe it is whatever program or promo or whatever is playing in the moment, you count up whatever time that thing is on, and then you count up the playlist time. And for the program or promo, again, that's coming after what's already playing is what you change the time on, and then it'll change the rest of the playlist so that it's playing at the actual time that it is currently. I have no idea if that made sense, but...
But what makes it challenging when you're trying to do that math is we're used to everything based on tens.
Yes.
Tens and hundreds.
It's based 60.
It's based... On 60, so...
Which my husband is like, that's not a problem. Like, yeah, you like math, husband. I do not do math.
Okay.
Math is hard.
Yes, it is.
And you have done a great job.
Thank you.
You have. And I don't think... Have you had any... When Sarah started a few years ago,
she had... 9.5.
After learning to operate the live studio... Was it 9.5? It was like last week. Can I share this?
Yes, go for it.
Sarah had...
I don't know what it is, but...
After learning to operate the live studio, started having nightmares. Was it a recurring nightmare?
No, it only happened once, but none of the clocks were the same and none of them were right. So I did not know what time it was or how to time things out. It was like I still have panic thinking about it. It was terrible.
Granted, this was a nightmare, not really.
No, it didn't actually happen.
I honestly understand the fear though.
Like, where's the time? There's no time. Yeah, that's when more things were live at that point too. So
that's also when you've like accepted your fate and part of the team and get to be part of the operators here. Okay, so now that... Now that we've talked about the joys and the fears and all those challenges, what advice would you give to future interns?
Honestly, just don't be afraid to push your comfort zone, because whenever you're trying to learn something new, it's always going to be challenging and you're not going to want to do it because you're pushing that comfort zone. But after you do it, it's really rewarding. And just to know that you were able to contribute not only to the radio station, but also to your experience is just amazing. It's a great feeling, and you know you're doing something well with it.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
Very glad.
Thank you.
Very glad. And now we've come to the best part of this whole entire interview, the lightning round.
Yep.
Which you have been through before once.
Yes.
But we're going to do it publicly now. So
on air.
On air.
People will hear me say these things.
Yes.
Now.
All right. Favorite color?
I don't know if this is considered a color, but black.
Yes.
Some people say it's a shade, and they are very vocal about that. So a real color, I like burgundy, but I would choose black over burgundy if it is a color.
Fair.
Okay, cuisine.
Hot wings, probably.
Yes.
It's so much easier to say things you don't like, but hot wings definitely are a top choice for me because I have them like every Friday night.
You have a famous recipe for this too, don't you?
I do. I brought it to our last social event.
And I missed it because I was out sick. I'm so sad.
So
I was
sad.
So looking forward to trying Kalia's hot wings.
It's true. Favorite book?
I don't have a favorite book, but I do have a favorite book series.
Okay.
It's The Underlander Chronicles, and it's about talking animals. And how they interact with humans that live underground.
Okay.
Yeah. You would
like
have
it.
To read it to understand it, but
it sounds very interesting.
Favorite office supply?
Definitely a pad of paper and a pen, mostly just because I'm a list person.
I've seen her lists. They're extensive.
That's good.
Yes.
Lists are nice. Favorite dessert?
Probably anything with chocolate, chocolate ice cream specifically.
Mm.
I like a cold dessert.
All right.
I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Favorite vacation destination, whether you've been there or it's a dream?
My dream destination is New Orleans, just because of the history.
Yes.
I love going to historical places and learning about the city and how it came to be and what the culture is now. It's just so interesting.
Right there with you. Favorite hymn?
I would say A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. I wanted to say Silent Night, but it's too late for that now. It's not Christmas.
You can enjoy that hymn. It can still be your favorite hymn. You can have a seasonal hymn as a favorite
it's
hymn.
Fair.
Well, yeah, my favorite seasonal hymn is Silent Night, but my favorite normal hymn, general hymn, is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Both great hymns.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Favorite time of day?
I feel like this is going to sound odd, but midway through the morning, like 9 a.m., because I'm awake at that point. I've had my coffee. And now I'm ready to like actually do some stuff before the tiredness creeps back in.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think that's first for us. Usually, it's usually like early morning or late at night when it's quiet, or right after I've had my coffee and things are just getting started.
Coffee is very important to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there you have it. Kalia Nutt, KFUO radio intern this past fall and now for the spring semester as well. We're so glad you're here, Kalia. Thanks for all the work you're doing.
Yeah.
Fantastic job.
Of course. I'm looking forward to more of it.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.